Live Spring Weekend Music Show number 19. Whoa. What's this? Genesis 6. I'm recording this Friday night, Saturday morning, and I hope that this has been a great weekend for you so far. And I tell you what, I took the family to see the new Disney Pixar film, Cars, tonight. And I got to tell you, that was a really, really fun song. And so when I saw this group called Road Trip, I just was kind of in the mood for car type stuff. And, you know, when you see this movie, Cars, it's based sort of on you know, the NASCAR type thing. You need to see it. It's really, really cute. But anyway, so, you know, NASCAR is kind of tied in with country western music. And so I kind of was in the mood for that. And so I'd like to play for you Leland Martin right now. And the name of the song is Country As the Day Is Long.
I watching the sun coming up in the morning. I like to start right in when I know there's work to be done. I like to drive my pickup truck. I believe that God answers prayers, but you make your own luck. And keeping it simple and keeping it strong, and I'm country as the day is long.
Yeah.
I like people who know where to draw the line. You can tell the difference between a truth and a lie. I like a guy who will stand and fight when someone needs to do what's right and has the guts to admit when he's wrong, 'cause that's country as the day is long. Yeah, you can find folks exactly like me, from Maine to California and all in between. Some say we're a dying breed, but I don't think so, no. Yeah, find folks, the salt of the earth, who know a man's bank account ain't what he's worth. True as a country song, country as the day is long. Country as the day is known. Now listen to me. I like the smell of the rain on the dusty road. That's right. And the feel of a shirt that's been dried outside on the line. I like a handshake to close a deal. I believe a man's word ought to wear like steel. 'Cause you ain't got a thing when your good name's gone. That's country as the day is long. Yeah, you can find folks exactly like me, from Maine to California and all. Say we're a dying breed, but I don't think so, oh, no. Yeah, fine folks, the salt of the earth, who know a man's bank account ain't what he's worth. True as a country song, a country as the day is long. True as a country song.
That's pretty good stuff, ain't it? Yes, it is. I've got listeners all around the world, and I'll tell you what, I think most of you guys out there would agree with the lyrics in that song. Whether you are anywhere between California or Maine, if you're even outside of that, I think that probably most of the people listening to this show agree with those lyrics as to what it is that makes an honorable man. So that was a good one. That was Leland Martin. And you don't hear much country on the Last Spring Weekend Music Show. But I tell you what, when we play it, we play some good stuff, huh? Hey, listen, that last song, Leland Martin, doesn't that kind of remind you of a little bit about Hank Williams Jr.? It does me. I'm not a huge country fan, but I do like some of the country music that's out there. And I tend to like the older traditional type stuff, not so much the new, but the older stuff, the Johnny Cash and the Hank Williams Sr. and some of those old guys. Right now we're going to listen to CCC West Side Band. Really changing up the mood here. Kind of a jazz funk type thing. So anyway, Disney's been putting out some video podcasts of the making of the Cars movie. And if you haven't seen them, you know, I should check it and see where you can find it. But go to iTunes or just do a search for the Cars video podcast. If you're at all interested, even if you're not interested, go do it anyway, because I think you really enjoy them. Some of the music in the movie is really, really good. They had some really good artists. And some of the voices that are in there, you've got Mario Andretti was in it, and Richard Petty, and Paul Newman plays one of the main characters, and Owen Wilson, Oprah Winfrey is in it. Let's see, John Ratzenberger, the guy who plays the postman in Cheers, the know-it-all. John has been been in every Pixar animated film since the beginning of time, I guess. And he, I guess, has become sort of their good luck charm. And so every time they make a new movie, John's got to be in it. And so he was in it as well. And just a really fun movie. And speaking of fun, I thought that I'd play a new Peeper Radio Theater for you. This is the Infinitelli Brothers.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. That's a big round of applause for Tesla and his coils of fear. Next up on the old bill, back from their tour of the South Pacific, the Infantelli Brothers.
Tonight!
On this stage!
We are...
going to...
show you...
a miraculous feat...
of the likes...
you have never seen.
Huzzah!
But first, allow us to introduce ourselves.
I am Giuseppe!
And I am Ian!
And we are...
the Infantelli Brothers!
Ha! Now, in my hand, I hold a balloon.
He inflates the balloon.
I inflate the balloon.
Then he puts it in his teeth.
I put it in my teeth.
Then he stands way over there on the other side of the stage.
I stand way over here on the other side of the stage.
Now, in my hand, I hold... a revolver!
A revolver!
I take aim!
He takes aim!
And I shoot!
He shoots!
Eh! Oh dear! I will kill my brother again! You want to take me alive!
I killed my brother again. If you didn't hear the earlier one that I did several weeks ago, you won't quite get that part of it. But this is the Infinitelli Brothers. Oh, good stuff, good stuff.
Think advertising sucks? So do we. Think you can make it better? Podshow and Earthlink are about to give you that chance. Take the Make Advertising Better Challenge. Create a great spot, jingle, or endorsement for Earthlink, and you can make big bucks having your ad played on the Podshow Network. So take the challenge. Go to adchallenge.podshow.com, or you can find the link on the website of this podcast. Make advertising better now.
Yeah, you know what? I just found out this week what kind of money. I told you had the chance of winning piles of money. Well, I found out how much money we're talking about. We're talking about some serious money. There are basically three different categories. There's a jingle. You can write a jingle for Earthlink. There is the commercial spot, which is, you know, your traditional type commercial, but don't make it traditional. Make it something just really creative. And then there's an endorsement type thing, and that's something like I'm going to do. I'm going to be doing an endorsement. They're going to have several different winners, or I should say semifinalists in each category. If your jingle, etc., is one of the semifinalists in a category, and by the way, you can enter as many times as you want with as many different spots as you want to do, but if yours is one of the semifinalist winners, you get $250, which is not bad. All right, now, in each one of the three categories, commercial, jingle, or endorsement, if yours wins that category and yours is the spot that is played across the Pod Show Network, check this out. $2,000 will be yours. Ah-ha-ha-ha. Are you feeling motivated? I'm telling you what, I'm feeling motivated. So I'm in the process of writing my host endorsement. 206-350-CALL, 206-350-CALL, or steve.lifespring@gmail.com. And of course, if you want to enter the Earthlink Challenge, go to lifespringpodcast.com where the show notes page is, and you'll see a link right on there, Earthlink Challenge. And of course, our other sponsor is GoDaddy. And there are codes LS1, LS2, LS3, where you can save some good money when you buy products from GoDaddy. And of course, all that information is on the show notes page as well. All right, this next guy, Jim Stefani, I have played before. This is a retired, what was it? I think he was a retired architect. And while he was, you know, doing his real day job, he got out of music. But since he retired, he's gotten back into doing music. And this one is called Maggie Meow. I guess it's Meow, M-E-W. You'll understand why. It's not Maggie Mew, I don't think. I think it's Maggie Meow. There we go. See, Maggie Meow. You got the cat there. Just some fun instrumental picking. Just nice, relaxing music for your weekend enjoyment. Or if you're listening to this midweek and you need something to kind of calm you down, bring you down, kind of just slow you down a little bit, that's a nice one for that. Just kickback type stuff. All right, the last one. I've played this before. This is Olin Ringrose, And I just got from her a actual hard copy of the CD. This CD is out and it's available right now. And I'm looking at the liner notes for this song that I've played for you before, but I really enjoy it. It's called Daughter of the King. And in her liner notes, Olwen writes, according to the Welsh folktale of Olwen in Culwich, and I'm probably not saying that properly, but I don't speak Welsh, but it's spelled C-U-L-H-W-C-H. Okay, Culwich, I'm not saying it right, I know. Olwen, you can maybe record something for me and tell me how to say it. But anyway, Olwen was the daughter of the king of the giants. She married King Arthur's cousin, and everywhere she walked, white flowers grew in her footprints. She says, I may not have that much in common with my namesake. I've not noticed any flowers in my footsteps. But I am the daughter of the king.
She was beautiful as morning dew. Her hair was golden as the sun. When she walked, pretty flowers grew. She was the daughter of the king. Now I may not be pretty as a day,
all I wanna do is
All right, that's Olwen Ringrose, one of my favorite artists right now, Daughter of the King. Go by my website, and you can get a link to find her music and to buy it. Go by there. Buy the CD. You will really enjoy it. It is available. You can pay for it with PayPal. And really, I would just really appreciate it if you would support this artist. She has got some great music, and she's a very, very nice girl, or nice lady, nice woman. I've emailed back and forth with her several times. I've chatted with her, over Google Chat and or actually MSN, and just a very, 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 very nice lady. And so, buy her music, support her. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Thank you for making me a part of your weekend or a part of your music listening time, whenever it happens to be. I know there's a lot of different shows out there that you can listen to, and I just really appreciate you. I'm glad you're there, and I just want you to have a great weekend or a great week or a great whenever you're hearing this, the magic of time shifting and podcasting. Thanks again. I'm Steve Webb. This has been the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 19. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.